A small, strange army has been operating east of Los Angeles. It trained with BB guns, even marched in a parade. And now the army's self-proclaimed supreme commander has been arrested. His name is David Deng, and he faces charges for recruiting about 100 Chinese immigrants into a fake army. He allegedly lured them in with the promise of U.S. citizenship. Daniel Tedford has been covering this story for the San Gabriel Valley Tribune. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And first of all, how did Mr. Deng get caught?
Well, authorities with the FBI have been looking at this group for about 2 to 3 years. They've been looking at it ever since they found some recruits that used fake military IDs to maybe get out of a ticket with a local PD, or maybe going and trying to get a cheaper airfare when they were trying to fly at LAX or local airports.
As best as you can figure out, did the people who signed up for this army, did they think it was a real army, or did they know it was a fake army?
Well, according to the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, they were told that this was a legit army, that they believed that they were part of the United States Army and they were training to serve.
And were there documents that looked reasonably official, or uniforms, things like that?
Yes, he bought them uniforms, and they had the fake military IDs and credentials. He had an office space in Temple City where he had an official seal on the floor of the building. So there was a lot of reasons for them to believe that this was real.
What have you been able to figure out about the reasons that Mr. Deng actually did this?
Well, according to the district attorney's office, he was charging $300 to $450 for people to join this army, and then a yearly fee between $100 and $150 to stay in it. But if you do the math, the money doesn't add up to a lot of money, maybe $20,000 to $30,000. So from the defense's standpoint, they don't see it as being an immigration scam. Their belief is that he was setting up kind of a nonprofit organization to salute the troops, and they feel it's been a misunderstanding.
The recruits here were Chinese immigrants. Did the army, such as it was, did it conduct its business in Chinese or in English?
Part of the recruitment and training process that he was doing, he would actually teach them English, because the people that he was recruiting were all Chinese nationals. So he was trying to give these people what he claimed was status in American society. He was teaching them English. He was teaching them military tactics, but on a kind of basic or a modified scale.
Did anybody get medals for doing this? Were they decorated at all?
There was a way where you could increase your rank, and it was actually what the DA's office is saying, that you could pay more or you could give some sort of tribute to Mr. Deng, who referred to himself as the Supreme Commander, and that could actually increase your rank within this unit.
How long does the prosecutor say this army was operating, this so-called army was operating?
Well, they're estimating right now that it's been going on at least since October 2008, but there are some reports. I spoke with a councilman in the city of Walnut, Joaquim Lim. He said that he's been familiar with the group for years, and he thought he had met Mr. Deng on numerous occasions at functions throughout the San Gabriel Valley. So it's very possible that this has been going on for longer than the last 3 years.
Wow. And they say, think of us like the Boy Scouts or something, is what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, they showed up at city events. They apparently have met, some local elected officials. A lot of people just thought these were guys in uniform who, were honoring at various events.
That's Daniel Tedford, a reporter for the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, who's been covering this story. Mr. Tedford, thank you.
I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.